Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Bringing salvation to all. Training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
I invite the children up for this time.
And you even get to participate.
You can have a
seat
right here.
Come over here.
Oh, Pastor Alfred.
Pick a number 1 to 5. If you want 5, okay. There's 5. Can you pick a number 1, 2, 3, 4? Or 4? 4? Okay. What number do you want? 3? You want 3? Okay. 1 or 2? You want 2? Okay. So we have 1 left. Okay. So what I want you to do is hold on to those, okay? And Pastor David's going to take you when it's ready to move. So go ahead and come around and sit over here.
Have a seat. We're going to have a little story time with Pastor Alfie.
Yeah. Okay. Today's story begins a long time ago and starts with instructions that everyone should be registered. Everyone had to go back to their hometowns to be registered, so it required a lot of people to travel, sometimes many days in the desert. For many, the trip required a lot of time and commitment to do, but they had to. We begin in Galilee, which is in the northern part of Israel, and specifically a town called Nazareth. This town was little more than a village, as it was only about 400 people, and was in a basin surrounded by hills and not easy to get to. It is here that we meet our carpenter, Joseph. So whoever has number 1, go with Pastor David.
Guess what? You get the bonus box. So can you help me carry this? All right, can you take that end? Here we go. Ready? All right, here we go. Walking, walking, walking. I know. We're going to come this way. Want to come this way? Come this way. Thank you. All right. Well, come here. I need you to help me. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Can you take the lid off? Who do you think that is? Oh, he's face down. Huh. Well, who do you think that is? Any idea? Joseph. All right. So we're going to put him right up here. All right. Thank you. If you want to return that. Okay. I'll take that. Thank you.
So the man Joseph does carpentry and masonry in the village of Nazareth, a craft person. While he had settled into this little village, he is descended of the old kings of Israel, written about in 1 and 2 Samuel, King David. He is engaged to be married to a woman named Mary, who has number 2.
And here we go. All right. Well, I bet you find the paper that is like your paper and bring it. You guys can handle it. You don't need Pastor Frerix, unless you want to just, there we go. All right, careful, careful, careful. All right, beautiful. And we'll just set it down right there. Okay, open it. Who's in there? Probably Mary. Okay. She's, for some reason, she's face down too.
It's only for the box.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, so we have.
See, someone understands the pattern.
All right. There we go. All right. Thank you, Luella.
The young woman, Mary, is currently pregnant with a baby boy. This baby boy is special, and Mary knows it. She was previously visited by the angel Gabriel, who told her she would give birth to a child, a little boy specifically, and that she should name him Jesus. Gabriel also told her about what Jesus would do. She carried this knowledge with her, just as she carried baby Jesus. It is this couple that begins the journey to Joseph's hometown to be counted and pay taxes. The town they were traveling to was called Bethlehem and was known as the City of David, as that's where his descendants hailed from. To travel to the town, Mary and Joseph would have had to travel around 90 miles. They were not able to take the most direct route, because it was through Samaria, and the Jewish people and Samaritans did not get along. They would have likely been refused lodging and supplies if they had gone that way. The path that they took instead was difficult, and along a river called the Jordan River, and then over a hilly area before coming to Jerusalem, and then onto Bethlehem, just a little further southwest. For most people, it would have taken about 5 days to reach Bethlehem from Nazareth, because they could generally travel about 20 miles a day. For Mary and Joseph, however, it took a little bit longer, because Mary was at the end of her pregnancy and about ready to give birth to Jesus. As anyone who's been pregnant and traveled before, you know that it makes it a lot harder to travel. And it probably took them between a week and 10 days to get to Bethlehem after leaving Nazareth. The town of Bethlehem was about a short distance, about 5 miles from Jerusalem. This town was even smaller than Nazareth and only had about 100 people living in it, and sat on the road between Jerusalem and Egypt. Because of this, it was an important stopping point for travelers and was a very diverse place despite its size. While it was a small village when Jesus was born, earlier in history it was larger and an important place in the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament, as there are many stories written in there that happened in Bethlehem. Upon arrival to Bethlehem, the couple found that there was no room in their relative's guest room. The relative was able to find them a spot in their living room near where the animals were housed at night. To those that have 3 and 4, can you go grab them with Pastor David?
All right, can you open that for us? Well, what's in there? A sheep? Yeah, okay. A dog? There might have been dogs there. Maybe. All right. So we've got sheep. What's in this one? Go ahead and take that. Thank you, Laura. And what do you think's in this one? Another dog?
A sheep.
A sheep. Okay. All right. Okay. There you go.
The animals were brought in from outside during the night and included sheep as well as other animals. And while staring there, it came time for Mary to deliver her child. So with the person with number 5, help Pastor David.
And who is that? I bet you're not surprised. Not in the least.
There was obviously a pattern, right?
Obviously. Thank you.
Mary and Joseph, surrounded by their family, delivered a baby boy and named him Jesus. They wrapped this little boy in cloths and placed him in the manger. So this little baby that we see up here was born to a normal Israeli family that was descended from the old kings of Israel. He was born in a simple way, and God entered our world through the birth of Jesus. God came in a normal way for normal people, people just like all of you and just like me. This baby brings the assurance that God will always be with us. In our moments of joy, in our moments of sorrow and grief, and also in the normal day-to-day of our lives, God is always with us. And this little baby that we see in the manger is what brings these promises into our lives. You may go back to your seat. Thank you. Thank you for all that helped.
Thank you, because we know Pastor David couldn't have done that without you.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So when they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger, when they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Word of God, word of life.
And now, a reading from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Wonderful Counselor, increase our joy as the church gathers on this holy night to sing of our dear Savior's birth. May the story of salvation live in the hearts of all who sing of its wonders. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Mighty God, you have broken the yoke of sin's burden through the birth of your Son. Comfort those whose burdens distract them from the deeper peace of this holy night, and grant them a restful mind. God of peace,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting Father, uphold all who are in sorrow or in need of your divine goodness and mercy. We remember with thanksgiving all who have died and who now rest in your peaceful light. God of love,
Hear our prayer.
Gracious God, bathe us always in the light of your Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.